Our January 22nd committee meeting. Again, welcome. We're doing it by Zoom, and every 100% of us are now Zooming. One of these days, this pandemic will be in our rearview mirror, and we can get back to what I think we all now appreciate, the good old days and the great way of doing it and interacting with one another. I understand that the students are back on campus and the lifeblood of the university is shining brightly. Heard it a comment from Regent Spiller a couple of days ago about the first day of classes and the activity on campus and seeing the students and what, how refreshing that was to note that. And I just wish today that we could be on campus to witness that ourselves. So with that being said, because it is a Zoom meeting, we have adopted the practice of conducting a roll call. We normally don't do that on committee meetings, but with Zoom, we're doing that policy. So with that, I will call on Secretary Brinkley to conduct a roll.
Morning. Regent Bale.
Present.
Regent Ball.
Present.
Secretary Brinkley is present. Regent Ekman.
Present.
Chair Higdon.
Present.
Regent Henson.
Present.
Vice Chair McKinney.
Present.
Regent Milliken.
Present.
Regent Nichols.
Present.
Regent Spiller.
Present.
Regent West.
Present.
Mr. Chair, we have 11 regents present, representing the quorum of the board.
Thank you. That's an outstanding turnout. Good morning again to everyone. These are committee meetings, so we'll proceed directly into our agenda, calling first on Regent Bale, Chair of the Academic Affairs Committee.
Well, the Academic Affairs Committee has only two action items for discussion today. We do have Provost Stevens with us, and the first action concerns an instructional leadership for school principal Master of Arts in Education program. And Provost Stevens, if you would lead a discussion on that.
I believe Corinne Murphy is here.
Great.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to share this work with you. This is coming out of our Education Administration Leadership and Research Department, led by Dr. Gary Houchins as the program coordinator, and I believe Dr. Houchins is on this call as well. The Kentucky Department of Education and the Educational Standards Board up through 2013 did allow for Kentucky educators to pursue principalship through the master's degree. As of 2013, they removed the master's degree as an option and made it a requirement that you had to have a master's degree before you pursued the principal program. And so at that point, we closed our master's degree in principal leadership. And most recently, they have revised that requirement. And now you are allowed again to pursue principalship and a master's degree simultaneously, or as is this program, integrated. And so there is a vast need for leadership within our schools, especially principals. Just in 1 year alone, there was over 180 turnover of the principal positions across the state of Kentucky. And so we are excited to provide this option again to our educators and our educational leaders across the state. And we look forward to welcoming them, especially as we finish out the Wallace Foundation grant, which was an over $5 million grant that helped us revise the principal pipeline across the state. So this is a nice opportunity for us to provide this master's degree program again to our constituents.
Very good. Dr. Houchins, would you like to make any comments?
Thank you. I appreciate the board and members of the WKU community hearing our presentation this morning. Dean Murphy did a great job of sort of providing the background on this degree. I can tell you that we have inquiries every semester from a number of potential students who are interested in pursuing the principalship at the master's level. And over the last 7 or 8 years, we've had to turn them away, unfortunately. And so this has an opportunity to grow our program without adding any additional resources or personnel, because we often get teachers who are fairly new in their career, and yet they know early on they want to pursue a career in school administration. And so the master's degree gives them the opportunity to do that. But it also sets them up to be able to do other advanced credentials with us later on at the rank one level. So we're able to look beyond just the master's program and the principal program here and see opportunities to grow our programs for superintendent certification, supervisor of instruction, and other administrative credentials. So we see this as a great way of enhancing and growing the program with no additional resources required.
Okay, we do have all members of the academic committee present today. Does anyone have any questions, comments? If not, I'll...
This looks to me like, just a comment, this looks to me like a win-win situation with no downside.
Any other comments, questions? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve this recommendation, proposal.
So moved.
Okay, have a motion from Regent Milliken. Okay, motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. All right, motion passes. This is a good time to, I think, recognize the work that Dr. Houchins has done statewide with education. He's, I believe, still serving on the Kentucky Board of Education and has been an advocate and someone from Western Kentucky University that has a statewide presence, and we appreciate that.
Thanks, Dr. Bell. My term on the board is up, but I'm grateful for that recognition and have been truly honored to serve in that role.
Well, we appreciate the work you're still doing at Western Kentucky University, especially. All right. Our second item concerns some emeriti appointments, recommendations, and I'll ask Provost Stevens to tell us about these three individuals.
Okay, good morning, everyone. The first is Dr. Terry Wilson, Professor of Environmental Education in the School of Teacher Ed. He joined WKU in August 1989 and almost immediately in 1990 testified before a congressional subcommittee related to the National Environmental Education Act. In addition to his many years as a faculty member, Dr. Wilson served as a director of the WKU Center for Environmental Education and Sustainability and the board of directors for numerous state, national, and international organizations, to include the executive board of the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education and the North American Association for Environmental Education, where he also served as president in 2002. He's an accomplished scholar. Dr. Wilson received the inaugural President's Award for Sustainability at WKU in 2012. He was the first professor in the United States to receive the General Motors Green Educator Award in 2011 and was recognized as an Environmental Education College Teacher of the Year. Throughout his career, Dr. Wilson was instrumental in promoting leadership in energy and environmental design, awareness, and development of the LEED certification for Gary Ransdell Hall, which was the first building in Kentucky to receive this designation. Second, Dr. Thomas Nicholson, the professor of public health. Dr. Nicholson joined WKU in 1983, and among his many accomplishments, He was the first professor in the College of Health and Human Services to receive both research and teaching awards. He is well regarded by his students and also serves as an adjunct associate professor of family and community medicine at the University of Louisville. He's published over 65 journal articles in both national and international journals and either authored or co-authored 7 book chapters. Dr. Nicholson has served as a faculty mentor within the Department of Public Health and as a reviewer for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, providing professional editing for drug treatment and manuals. He continues to add to his research portfolio. He has served his discipline well and WKU for 38 years. And finally, Dr. Linda Brown, who joined WKU in August 1988, and was the first female faculty member in the Department of Agriculture. She served as assistant dean for Ogden College from 1999 to 2004, and chair of the Department of Agriculture from 2014 to 17. Additionally, she served as the first advisor for the Ceres Women Fraternity and the Alpha Zeta Chapter as an advisor for the Agronomy Club at WKU. Dr. Brown was instrumental in contracting for graduate students with ALPEC and served as an officer of the Kentucky Forage and Grassland Council. She continues to share her passion for WKU agriculture with others during her retirement. That's all three excellent, accomplished, worthy faculty who served full careers here at WKU.
Well, thank you for those recommendations. Does anyone have any other comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval of these three emerita positions.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Regent Ball and a second by Regent Spiller. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. And that is all of the business for the academic committee. I do want to make one shout out again to our forensics team, which has been considered the number one academic program in forensics for many years, if not decades. And I think at a recent competition, one of our students, Derek Collins, got the top speaker award at a major competition. So our forensics team continues to lead the way nationally, and I'm awfully proud of them, as I'm sure everyone else is. Mr. Chairman, that's all our business.
Thank you, Chair Bell, and thanks for the shout out to the forensic team. Appreciate that.